Listen to you. There's a light, there's a light, there's a light right here on WWNN 1470 AM, 95.3 FM, and 96.9. And we are answering your questions all across the nation at 888-565-1470. And I got a feeling that the stars are going to come out and we're going to hear from Stacy and see what's happening. You know that planet Mercury? Do you know that thing that happens when it goes retrograde and all things go crazy? All heck breaks loose? It's a-coming. And Stacy's going to help us navigate that and give us some insight as to how it's going to impact all of us, each individual astrological sign. We're going to take a look. We're going to tune in, tune up, and see what's happening. Leave your comments and your questions in Facebook and on YouTube. And, oops, I hear the phones ringing, 888-565-1470. When we are complete with our conversation with Stacy, you know we're going back to your questions right here on WWNN, the first Wednesday of the month. I'm just going to say Monday, but first Wednesday of the month. Stacy's here live and always telling us what to expect. So let's bring her on, Miss Stacy Holler of DestinyInTheStars.com. Stacy, what's in my destiny?
Oh, we got a whole lot of energies going on this month, Sarah.
I got a feeling it's going to be shaking some stuff up, babe. It's crazy.
A whole lot of shaking going on.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, line us up. Give us some insight and give us a heads up if we need to duck. Because if I need to duck, like here I'm at the radio station, there's a big table. I'll be under the table. Just tell me when to duck.
You know you could run, but you can't hide. So it's better to know what we're looking at and how to navigate this month because there's a lot of powerful energies going on. So, yes, you mentioned the Mercury retrograde right off the bat.
Yes.
That comes in on May 10th, and that goes to June 6th. Now, it's in Gemini. Mercury is the planet of communications, and it's right at home in Gemini. So, everybody, think before you hit that send button. Anything with having to do with communication, those are the things that get tripped up. So have a lot of patience with traveling and making plans that might get canceled. But as we know, retrogrades are a great time to redo, reassess, reconnect.
Yes.
So rather than starting new things, it's a great time to look back and figure out, you know, how do I finish up that project I started? Or maybe I need to take a look at this again. Or people from the past just show up, right, Sarah?
Oh, Lord, please. Who let them out? Oh, yes. But the past has a way of coming back, right? And it's to close up and tie off loose ends, right, Stacy? It's to say, yep, that's not for me. Yep, that's, oh, wait, I have something else I need to say. So we can close the chapter once and for all.
You know, I really have grown to have a fondness for retrogrades. Of course, not the stuff that trips us up. But the time that we get to relook at things and reassess, it's like the cosmos hitting the pause button.
Mm-hmm.
Stop, take a look, let's figure this out. Because as we talk about the different energies in the month, it's all about finding our own truth and how we're going to navigate our life. So what you were talking about earlier as well, right?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
So I will say a lot of the energies are going to be pushing us this month because it's the kickoff of eclipse season. And talking about destiny and purpose, eclipses, there are four of them a year. And they're very tied to the nodes, those of you who are familiar with astrology. So there is an extra purpose, an extra destiny energy attached to these eclipses. So that's why we're going to talk about how this new moon and the solar eclipse that just happened on the 30th is really going to be an overriding energy for the next 6 months, as
right.
All eclipses last 6 months.
Yes, and the nodes. Are we going to be in the north node for this one?
Well, there's always two nodes because they're on a path of the cycle of the moon. So the nodes do get involved depending on where the moon is, but it's always connected to destiny. It's always connected to what happens in your past life and where the opportunities are in this life. So it's showing us also by where this falls in your houses, which we'll talk about, where this is shining for you, where these opportunities are. And solar eclipses are about acknowledging truth. So they do bring upheavals. And yet it's in Taurus, which is very grounding and fixed. Taurus doesn't like to move so fast. So it's really going to give us time to, what kind of energy do we want to put out for the next 6 months?
And it's a great time to make some things happen. If we've been feeling that energy, it's kind of like a little kick in the pants. Get moving. If you're going to move, make it happen, right? It's to get us going.
It's the opportunity for us. You know, we talk about a lot the new moons being the cosmic vision board. It's an opportunity to really focus on where do you want to be? Where do you want to go? What do you want to imagine in moving forward to your higher good? So that's why the opportunities show up as to where this eclipse falls in what house. And then, of course, we have the full moon lunar eclipse on the 16th, and that's another powerful time where it's more about the endings and getting rid of things that aren't working for you.
Absolutely. So how is this going to impact all the different signs?
Well, we'll rock around the zodiac clock, okay?
Yes.
So we'll start off with Aries. Now, for our Aries friends, this solar eclipse is happening in your second house. That's all about money and value. So it's a time to look to get paid for what you are worth. Align your money making with your values. Make sure they're aligned. It's a good time to set financial goals. And pay attention, everybody, to your sun sign and if you know your rising sign, because one may resonate more for you if you know both. But Aries, it's about money and your values. Taurus, happy birthday, Taurus. This is your first house, so it's time for you to think, what are your personal goals? Maybe you want a new look, a new outlook, a change. You need to put yourself out there because this is about you. Gemini, this is in your 12th house. This is the behind the scenes. It's time for self-reflection, meditation. Slow down. Think about you and the changes you want to make on a deeper level. What's going on in your subconscious of working out some old karma. Cancer, this is in your 11th house. Friends, groups, goals, dreams. You're looking for changes with your friends and your groups that you need to align with you. So if the people you're hanging out with are not good for you, they're not aligned with your greater good, it's a time to expand. Expand your professional network. And I'll add, during the retrograde, Cancers, go reconnect with people that you've lost touch with that could be good in your life moving forward for you. Leo, 10th house, career, out in the public, get out and shine, Leos. This could be a game-changing time for you. It could be a new job. It could be a promotion. Get out in the world. Look at your career. This is a changing time for you for the positive. And Virgo's in the 9th house. The 9th house is about being out in the world, your philosophy. Go on an adventure. Learn something new. Pair up with a good friend together and expand your horizons. Libra. For you Libras, it's always about relationships, but it's in your 8th house, so it's really about your very close, intimate relationships. And it's time for you to figure out, what do you need from those very close, intimate relationships, and where do you want them to go? And Scorpio, it's in your house of relationships in the 7th house, so for you, it's learning balance in relationships, and it's being who you are, and being who you can be at your very best so you can deepen your relationships. With either business or personal. Sag, this is about your day-to-day life. Pay attention to your health, Sag. Now's the time to check out your eating habits. Check out your exercise habits. Make a to-do list. Now you can get things done. Capricorn, this is in the 5th house of romance. Now, I'll share a little piece of information for everyone. When there is a new moon in the 5th house, that very often signals a new romance could start then. So for you Capricorn people, it could be a start of something new. There's a new romance energy out there for you. Be creative. Aquarius, this is in the house of home. Spruce up your home. Fix it up to make it feel more secure for you. The 4th house could also be about your early home life. So you have an opportunity to heal some early wounds so you can move forward. And that's why this eclipse is so karmic in that sense for you. And Pisces, house of communications. Connect with your community. Connect with friends. Pisces, bring out your empathy and your passion and show how you could contribute to the world and add and make things flow better. So we all have an opportunity here, Sarah, to really push ourselves forward in our general transformation. You know, Pluto is also retrograde, So we're all looking on a very big picture and on a micro level with each one of us going through a time of change and transformation.
And that's important. That's important. And as this whole shift with Pluto comes about, it's going to impact us globally as well, yes?
Pluto is one of, if not the most powerful planet that we have. It really, when it wants to make a stand, we have no choice. It's making us transform. And what is really interesting now is our country is in a Pluto return in Capricorn. And Capricorn is all about business and governments and structures and exposing other influences. So if you take a look, which isn't hard to do, about what's going on in our country right now, It is such a reflection of this Pluto return that came back to the original spot in our planet's natal, in our country's natal chart. So we are all being forced within our own lives and as a country and as well as our greater consciousness to go through this evolution.
And isn't it coming back to this spot, and it hasn't really been this way above America since like the 1700s? Since,
well, Pluto moves very, very slowly.
But to land at this spot.
Yeah. And, well, we talk, you know, you and I have spoken, too, about when these very powerful planets return to the same spot in your natal chart, it always means a major upheaval. It always means a major event. So we see it happening, right?
Yes.
Clearly, right before our eyes.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Stacy, thank you so much for sharing this information with everyone here on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah. If anyone would like to connect with Stacy, which I strongly advise, getting the guidance that you need for your natal chart, for your